all the shirt wise brown of you. Well, he sits there straight and tall, in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke out into a grin. Well, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you wear a gun. Do what the captain says, let him meddle you again, and we'll put him on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out, John's mom began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son is about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and she face broke into a smile, and she showed them to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. They ceased to come for about 10 months or more. Then a letter finally came, saying go down and beat the train, your son is coming home from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and she looked all around, but she did not see her soldier boy himself. But as other people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. Oh, his face was all shot up, and his hands were blown away. And he wore a metal brace around his waist. But kind of slow, in a voice she didn't know, cause he couldn't even recognize his face. Tell me, my darling son, what they gone and done? How is it that you come to be this way? Well, he whispered kind of slow, mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing that I could do. I was on the battleground, he was home and Jim Brown. He wasn't there standing in my shoes. When I was there, I what am I doing here? Tried to kill somebody or die trying. But this thing that scared me most was when my enemy came close. I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I couldn't help but think, through the thunder rolling steam, just a puppet in a play. Through the roaring smoke, the stinger finally broke, and a cannonball that blew my eyes away. As I turned away to walk, baby's mom was still in shock, seeing a pretty face that had helped him stand. Trying to go, he caught his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.